It's been written that pinning down the Mavericks is like picking up mercury with your bare hands. The Mavericks were Americana before the genre had a name, jumping cultures and eras from song to song. And when the genre finally was named, the Mavericks were called a group of the year, named so by the Americana Music Association in 2015. In 2016, they were nominated for a Grammy for Best Americana Album. Whatever you want to call them, the Mavericks are much loved in Cincinnati and all over the world, selling out shows every time they come to town. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. On the other end of the phone, it's Mavericks lead guitarist Eddie Perez. Eddie, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. That's quite lovely, those words. You make us sound so special.
You're pretty special. We're really glad you're coming back to play some music in Cincinnati. Eddie, what's it like to be a Maverick these days?
It's a lot of fun. It's a pretty genuine affair. I think people that come to our shows, I think they see a lot of genuine, not only love for the music, but for the people that we're making it with. You know, we have been at this for quite a while now, and I feel like we're in such a luxurious spot to be able to say that. You know, this life is not perfect, you know, and whenever you have those moments where you have some synergy, not just with your business and the people that are in that area of your business, but also the creatives, the musicians, the road crew, the people that we travel with, you know, and I think it all filters into the live shows. And I think if anything, people come away with the infectious joy that I think that we all have for what we do.
Absolutely. I saw your band perform on CBS's weekend morning show a couple months back, and it was like perfection on television. The mix, the balance, and your comfort level with each other just bled right out of the screen. It's such a joy to see a real band.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it is an extreme honor and a pleasure for me to be able to be included in the mix of these, you know, amazingly talented players and really great, outstanding people. You know, I think every bit of that goes into that music. And it's so nice of you to say that. You know, when we filmed that morning show, I got to tell you, we had done a concert the night before, I think, in the New Jersey area. And then we had driven in the night, and we got there early in the morning. And that was like taped. I want to say that was like 6 or 7 in the morning.
Gosh.
And we taped that. And I got to tell you, and also, by the way, I've never seen it. It's really nice to hear you say such nice things about it, because my recollection is like, wow, that was awfully early. But, you know, we work really hard. We do anywhere from 100 to 120 shows a year, and that's just shows. That's not all the travel that it takes to get to these shows. So it's a lot of time invested. So there's a big reason why a lot of that sounds the way it does. It's there's a synergy in all of it, but it's because it really is a machine. You know, once we all get up there on stage, somehow it's an unspoken language. It happens.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this touring band coming to Cincinnati for the show at the Taft Theater on Sunday, October 28th. It's the original Mavericks, everybody from the original band?
Well, there's two of the founding members are in the band. Paul Deacon is on drums. He's a founding member. And Raul Malo, of course, the front man and, the voice of our outfit. Mm-hmm. And the longtime member, Jerry Dale McFadden, who will be on keyboard and piano and just dance around the stage, having a great time, acting like a maniac, you know? And then I've been with these guys now about 2003, you know, we had a small little run there a couple of years in the 2000s. And then this lineup not only consists of those players that I mentioned, but also 5 of other supporting musicians as well. So we have it's a pretty large affair on stage. Honestly, it's really one big party up on stage.
The Fantastic Five, I believe you call them.
Yes, we do. It used to be the Fabulous Four, but now we have grown since then, and now it's, yes, Fantastic Five.
We're chatting with Eddie Perez, lead guitarist for the Mavericks, coming to town at the end of this month. You guys were on hiatus for a while. You're back together and stronger than ever. Coming up on 30 years together, and the next album you're putting out is a holiday album, your first ever?
That is right. Yes, our first ever Mavericks holiday album, and I am so proud of this record. And I know it seems strange to say that, because I know that the norm for most bands and most artists, when they do Christmas projects or Christmas records, they have a tendency to just kind of go in and re-record some of the classics and you know, put their spin and take on some of those things. But, you know, that's not really how we do things in Maverick Land. We somehow seem to want to challenge ourselves, even after all these close to 30 years. There's still a fire to want to really step into it in a way where we're really communicating something different, something that people never heard before. So we decided to try to see if we can, take a crack at trying to introduce some new songs that maybe someday may become classics in the way that we view classics, like from the 40s and 50s and 60s. So yeah, it's a record of, I believe, 10 songs, and I believe 8 of those songs are original written Mavericks Christmas songs for this specific project. And I got to tell you, I feel like we really hit it out of the park. It's a big part of why I'm so proud about it. I think people are going to have a very nostalgic feeling about Christmas, about some of these songs. I think hopefully some of them will even say, man, have I heard this song before? or maybe not. But, you know, if it strikes somebody in that kind of way, I feel like we've hit the mark.
Well, that's a very cool reaction to have. Yeah, because Christmas is kind of across all of those generations.
Yeah, it really is very, Christmas and the holidays are very sensory, for better or for worse. And a lot of that stuff does go into our music. And I think there's a nostalgic sense about what we do as well that I think is just inherent in our tastes and styles and what we like.
Will you have that CD available at the Taft when you come here, Eddie?
Boy, I'm not so sure about that. I know that the release date is November 2nd.
And oh,
I know
close.
That they're having, yeah, some pre-order stuff. I'm not really sure what, I wish I had a better answer on that one. We've just been going and going nonstop on tour that there's been so many things. Today we're in the studio filming some video stuff to go along with some of the stuff. You know, what's great about the Mavericks and all this stuff for me at this point in my life, too, is that I also get to include my family in all of this, you know. My wife and my son, and mm-hmm. they get to experience all of this as I'm experiencing it. And so it's a very, just a very groovy environment right now. And I'm very fortunate and I feel very blessed to be here.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful thing. Will you tell all the Mavericks that Cincinnati says hello and we can't wait for you guys to get back here?
I certainly will. We always have a great time when we're in Cincinnati. You know, I mean, you know, we're all foodies too. So there's lots of great places out there as well. So we always look forward to coming back.
I'll send you a list.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll accept that list.
All right. Hey, I'm going to let you go. I just want to thank you for your time. We can't wait to see you Sunday, October 28th at the Taft Theater. It's the Mavericks. We've been talking with Eddie Perez, as guitarist, singer, and all-around Maverick man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Nice to talk to you.
As Entertainment Weekly wrote, what kind of music do the Mavericks record is a question with no real answer. The Miami-bred band records bits of everything. Latin fusion, party tunes, throwback country, irresistible pop, a vocabulary for their style remains out of reach. On October 28th, the Mavericks will bring that joyful sound to the Taft Theater for an 8 o'clock show. Plus, a brand new holiday album is in the works as they celebrate 30 years of playing music together. My guest has been lead guitarist Eddie Perez. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
Darling, I will never leave you. Since the day I laid eyes on you, I have been and always will be. Yeah.